Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Welcome back to another episode of eLaborate Topics. I am your laboratory mentor for this episode, Tywana Wilson. I am so excited about the opportunity to talk with you for all things medical laboratory, technical and leadership. For those of you tuning in for the first time, eLaborate Topics is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, we'll be bringing you topics related to laboratory and leadership to help you excel inside and outside of the laboratory. I'm very excited about the show today, so let's jump right in. In this episode, we will be talking about defining your career leadership roadmap. As Oprah Winfrey said, the challenge of life I have found is to build a resume that doesn't simply tell a story about what you want to be, but it's about a story about who you want to be. And defining your leadership roadmap is critical to your success. Now that you have embarked on the journey and decided to get into the field of medical laboratory science, you want to think about where it is that you want your career to go. Whether you want to specialize and go into a certain discipline, whether you want to move into the administrative side, whether you want to go on and further your education and move into pathology, whatever it is you decide, you have to have a plan and be clear and have a focused attack to be able to get there. There are four key steps when defining your leadership roadmap. Step one is your vision statement. Just like most organizations, you should have a personal vision statement for your career. Your vision statement should be a brief statement that declares your ultimate career goal, what it takes to accomplish it, and your core values. A vision statement should be a few sentences that are inspiring and gives you clarity on the reason you're doing what you're doing and where you aspire to go in the future. This will guide your path for long-term success and help you with your short-term goals. Ask yourself questions like, who do you want to help? What is important to you? How does it align with the values that are important to me? You can then begin to develop a personal vision statement, such as, my career goal is to become a laboratory director. I am passionate about being an advocate and representing the lab at the hospital level. The second step is your career decision. When you think about your actual career decision, think about where it is that you want to take your career. What do you want to be doing? Here are some questions to ponder as you think about making that final career decision. Are the decisions I'm making today positioning me for where I want to be in 6 months from now or even 5 years from now? Do I have the educational requirements that are needed? Does this include obtaining the required degrees or certification, licensure, or continuing education credits? Do I have the desirable work experience or equivalent volunteer experience already, or do I need to get it? Is this career the right fit for my personality and skill set? In this, you also have to think about your purpose. What are you called to do? What are you passionate about doing? Do I have the right people in my corner to help me succeed in this space of where I'm trying to go? Also, have I researched the career field to understand the employment outlook and demand? Is this something that has longevity? Is this something that is a right fit? Is this something that my skills will be positioned for to land me a job? Is this career in alignment with the life I want to live? You know, do you want to work a lot of hours a week or no? You know, is it family important to you? So some of those decisions may impact your career. Will I be happy doing this for the next 5 to 10 years or longer? Asking yourself these questions will give you insight on the path you should take. It is important to understand that the road to success is not always a straight line and does not require you to take a traditional path. So clarity on your career decision is important. Understanding your strengths and what you are good at. When you understand what you're good at, it allows you to focus on those and make those strengths extraordinary and neutralize the areas in which might be a challenge to yourself. So understanding what concrete, tangible skills set you apart, what things that you do well, and those qualities that you have. So being able to clearly articulate what it is that you bring to the table, what it is that you're able to do, whether this is you're really awesome at creating presentations or in the laboratory, you're really good with method validations. And so that's something that you just have a natural knack for. So what are those things? Maybe it's leading people. Maybe you are a people person and you just have a natural ability to lead your colleagues. So that is a skill. Being a leader of people is a skill, especially when your team respects you and really feels like you're going to bat for them. And finally, you want to plan your success and stay focused. Have you taken the time to write out your leadership career roadmap? Do you know where you ultimately want to go in your career? A good strategy is to see where you want to go in your career and then work backward on your roadmap to fill it with opportunities, jobs, and experiences that you will need to get to your end career goal. If you do this, you will be able to take risk and seek out experiences on your path that add value. This will help you, especially when you're thinking about jobs and does this job make sense, so that you're not getting jobs or going for jobs that are not in alignment with where you want to be at the end of your leadership career map. And you don't want to waste time on these opportunities that make no sense of where you're trying to be. Most importantly, you have to stay focused. You have to plan your leadership career map and you have to stay focused on meeting the goal and getting to the goal. We will walk into an example career leadership career map so that you can get more clarity on what that looks like. So when you look at your 5-year career map, you're able to start placing in those important skills, education, people that you need to meet. When looking at your leadership career roadmap, let's take a 5-year time period. So let's look at where we are today and where we want to be in 5 years and then work backwards. So if we take that example of the vision statement that I said earlier, my career goal is to become a laboratory director. I'm passionate about being an advocate and representing the lab at the hospital level. And so in 5 years, I want to transition from being a medical laboratory scientist to being a laboratory director. I need to figure out what it is that I need, what skills I need, what education I need, what work experience I need that's going to position me for a position of being a laboratory director. So if I have today, just say I'm a medical laboratory scientist on the bench, and then in 5 years from now, I want to be a lab director, what is it that I need? So if that is the end goal, let's jump into what I might need. So you're going to need to look at your education. So what education is going to be required of that type of a position? Typically in a laboratory director role, especially if it's an administrative director role, you're going to need an advanced degree. You're going to need a master's degree or above. Typical master's degrees that I've seen laboratory directors have would be an MBA, Master's of Business Administration, your Master's of Healthcare Administration. I've also seen leaders have Master's of Education. I've also seen leaders have Master of Science degrees in various disciplines, biology, microbiology, blood banking and transplantation, you name it, they've had it, but some hospitals and organizations require at the manager level and above for you to have a master's degree. You just have to check whatever type of institution that you would be interested in working for, if that's going to be a requirement or not. So if you didn't have an advanced degree, then that's something that you know that you would need to put on your leadership roadmap to have accomplished within the next 5 years if you want to position yourself to be a laboratory director. You also need to think about if there's any additional certifications that you need to have. There, outside of having your MLS or MT-ASCP or MLT-ASCP, then there are really no additional certifications, although if you're in blood bank, they would like for you to have an SBB. ASCP is not required, but it would definitely position you to be a more favorable candidate in that case. But see if there's any required certifications. There are several certifications that would be nice to have. They could separate you, whether it's a PMP, a project management certification could separate you. And there's others that you could use to separate you. But you have to think about, does it make sense for what I'm trying to do in the next 5 years? So that's our education. We also want to look at our skills that's going to be needed for this laboratory director position. So most laboratory directors have to have some sort of financial acumen. You need to be able to understand budgets, basic accounting, labor. So if you know that you want to move into a laboratory director role, especially if it's administrative director, you might want to start taking some accounting classes. Start taking some classes where you understand QuickBooks, understand profits and loss statements, understand how to basic laboratory management, finance. You might want to take some of those classes so that you understand what we would be looking for in that position. Another skill, it could be advanced experience with office programs such as Excel, PowerPoint, Microsoft Word, and email. Those are things that laboratory directors use on a regular basis. And so if you know you don't have the skills in those areas, whether it be Excel, whether it be PowerPoint, now put yourself in a position where you're able to start learning those skills now. Here's the thing, you want to be able to learn as much as you can now before you actually get into that role. And then when you get into that role, then it makes your transition a lot easier versus having to learn all of these things on the fly. And that's what makes it so challenging for leaders today, is that they had not taken the time to look at this leadership career roadmap and get those skills and education and things that they will need to be successful in the role in advance. You know, some people do get the degree, but outside of that, some of these tangible skills that you're going to deal with often might go overlooked. Develop emotional intelligence. Be aware of yourself. So self and situational awareness, being aware of those things so that you have an awareness and understanding. You know how you get, especially when emotions run high, you know, a decision is made that you maybe don't agree with. Be aware and cognizant of your reactions to it. So develop that emotional intelligence. When you are a leader of people, that being able to have emotional intelligence with your team is going to be critical. So take the time now and over the next 5 years, if that's our goal, to be a laboratory director and getting better with your emotional intelligence. And the only way you get better is that you practice. Practice, practice, practice. You remember the old saying, practice makes perfect? Well, if you practice enough, then it starts to become second nature. Because one thing I can tell you, being a laboratory director, is that people are all different. And now more than ever, you have five generations in the workplace. And with the five generations, they act different, respond different. Even to feedback, how you might give one team member feedback is going to be different than how you give another team member. And it's going to cause you as the leader to maybe view things differently, respond differently, have a different tone, you know. It might be a different atmosphere, you know, maybe one person you can have that conversation with them in your office and everything is fine. The other one, they might respond better with you having that conversation, you know, with them at the bench where they are in an environment that they feel is more safe. So those are the things, developing that emotional intelligence. Take a sales class. I know it sounds like, well, why would I need sales? Well, leadership is influence, and people that know how to influence typically know how to sell. You are going to have to sell ideas. You're going to have to sell initiatives. You're going to have to sell if your organization does any kind of reorgs or restructures. So there are going to be a lot of things that you're going to have to get influence and that you're going to have to use your influence and get buy-in for. And if you're not comfortable with that, then you should take a class that's going to give you some of the tools and techniques so that you're able to be more successful in that realm. And that's something that you can take now. Improve your public speaking. You're going to have meetings with your team. So you're going to have to get used to presenting ideas and having meeting minutes and working with your group, having presentations. So get comfortable with public speaking so that you're able to deliver a concise presentation, but you're able to get your points across without going over time, without rambling. So improve your public speaking. So these are all skills that you can start working on over the next 5 years, and you can have a conscious awareness that those are things that you need, especially if there are areas in which you're not very strong. Work and or volunteer experience, because what you do outside of work does count towards your leadership experience. I know when asked, sometimes people, when they think about their leadership experience, they only think about what they've done in the workplace. And it's not always about what you do in the workplace. Sometimes it's what you do outside of work that may make the difference. So what work experience or volunteer experience do you need to position you for that laboratory director role? So maybe you need more formal leadership experience because you haven't had that opportunity in the workplace yet. Maybe you are not a technical coordinator or lead tech, or, you know, have an advanced position in the laboratory. Well, you may need to chair a committee. So you might need to chair a committee. Maybe it's, you know, at your church, or maybe it's with your kids' group, where you're chairing the committee. And what you're doing is you're developing those leadership skills. How do you respond and act in a position of leadership? Are you able to get the message across? Are you able to work with other people towards the mission? So chair a committee. Seek inclusion on a not-for-profit board. Not-for-profits are always looking for talent. They're always looking for people to help move their mission forward. They're looking for people to volunteer their time. And so that's a great opportunity. I don't know if you have a United Way in your area, or YW or YMCA, either one, YWCA or YMCA. Maybe you have a Boys and Girls Club in your area. Maybe you have a Red Cross in your area. But these organizations are always looking for people such as yourself to be able to work with them. And whether it's deliver presentations about their mission, whether it's pass out information at a booth that they might be having. So that's an opportunity for you to seek some additional experience. Continue to strengthen your lab skills. So working in different areas of the lab, and even for different employers, could be something that you need on your leadership path. So depending on your employer, maybe you don't have a lot of opportunity to move in different disciplines, depending on how big your organization is. That's a decision that you have to make. I'm not saying you need to leave your employer, but what I'm saying is if your goal is to be a laboratory director and you're not able to get the necessary skills in your current employer, and I'm not just talking about you need to be a lead tech or move up to a supervisor, you know, you need to be able to work on some of the projects that happens in the laboratory, work on cross-functional teams. You need to be able to work on safety projects if that's in alignment with where you want to go. The quality and continuing education. Are you able to help with your CAP surveys or your AABB surveys? Are you able to help with those? Are you able to get your crosswalks together? Are you able to do mock inspections in the laboratory? Are you able to work in a different department where you can gain some additional skills? So those are things you have to look at of where you are now. Is there a ceiling for you to be able to gain additional skills? I was a risk taker early in my career, and I have worked for different employers. And I will say, if I hadn't, and this was just me, if I hadn't worked for different employers, I probably wouldn't be where I am today and comfortable in the space that I am in today, being a technical director with multiple sites. And it's because I've been able to see a lot of different things in the laboratory. I've been able to see standardization across multiple sites. I've been able to see department or hospital reorganizations. I've been able to see implementation of new equipment. I've been through several inspections, but I wouldn't have had the opportunity if I would have stayed with my very first employer. And so you have to make that decision for yourself on what makes sense. And you participate in leadership development programs. So our agencies, ASCP, ASCLS, CLMA, they all offer some sort of leadership development or continuing education. But don't be afraid to go to places like your Chamber of Commerce. They typically offer leadership development programs. Some of the local universities offer leadership development programs as well. So you might have to invest in that program. And that's one thing, as you're looking at where you are and where you want to be, you're going to have to make an investment, whether that's an investment of your time, of an investment of your personal financial resources. It is going to cost you. So you have to ask yourself the question of, what is your dream worth to you? So, you know, you need to get clear about what your dream is worth to you and what you're willing to invest to get there. So that participating in those leadership development programs is critical, because it allows you to learn some of those skills that you might not have learned in your formal education. Some of the nonprofits have leadership development programs. They have board development programs. So look into those and see if it's in alignment with where you want to be, because that might be something that you need to participate in over the next 5 years. Also, think about people that you need to know. These are people that you may not necessarily know now, but who do you need to know and meet to have as your personal board of directors? So do you need at least 3 diverse mentors. So these diverse mentors are people that have a diversity and experience from you, diverse background, education. So, you know, when I think about the people that I need, that I would need to be successful with in a laboratory director role, I definitely want to have somebody that has an HR background, because you're going to be dealing with people. You're going to need HR, and you're going to need to understand, whether it's from recruiting talent, whether it's from retaining the talent that you currently have, or unfortunately, if you have to do any kind of corrective action, you want to be able to have some insight. You want to be able to, especially if you're new, you want to be able to have some guidance. So have a resource that's able to help you maneuver down that road. So, you know, an HR professional on your personal board of directors. You also want to have a mentor that's 1 to 2 levels above where you are, that are where you want to be. So having those mentors who have that experience. So it might be somebody that's already in a laboratory director role, that's able to give you insight into the role, how it's changed, what they feel they needed, what they feel they still need, so that you're able to then put on your leadership roadmap what skills, what experiences, what people that you need to meet. You also want to not just have mentors, but have coaches. There is a difference between coaches and mentors. So coaches are those professionals that help bring out the best in you. They are able to coach you to the next level. These are people who have the proven experience in that field of study. These are people that constantly develop their coaching skills, that they are able to be able to guide you to the next step. And those mentors are those people that are able to use their personal experience. They are able to give you insight to help lessen your learning curve. Mentors often provide access, so getting you into rooms that you might not ordinarily be able to get in, introducing you to people that you might not be able to meet ordinarily. So you need both. And so you need to look at your personal board of directors and say, who do I need to meet over this next 5 years so that I am in a good place and position for success when I get into my laboratory director role? And then make sure you have a timepiece to it. Start it today, date it today, and have it clear. You know, 5 years from now, you know, on this date, that's what I want to be, and keep going towards that goal. And as you work towards your goal, there are going to be many distractions that come. There are going to be many things that come along your way, career opportunities. There are going to be many things that come on your path that may or may not be in alignment with where you want to go. So you have to stay focused, laser focused on your leadership journey. And so here's some things to think about or leave you with is in regard to focus. Focus on those things that inspire you to take action towards your goal, your five-year plan. Focus on your purpose. Focus on those things that make you great. Focus on being present in the moment. Focus on your own life and career versus what someone else is doing or somebody else's path. Everything that glitters is not gold. Focus on your personal development. Focus on making your dreams come true. Focus on your plan and work it. And focus on the now. So even though you're looking at where you want to be in 5 years, think about those things that you need to do now, those people you need to meet now, those work or volunteer experiences that you need to have now, and most importantly, take action. In closing, today's podcast was all about defining your leadership roadmap. Remember those 4 key steps to getting started: your vision statement, your career decision, know your strengths, and be able to plan your success, and most importantly, stay focused. Thank you for tuning in and checking out this episode of Elaborate Topics with your laboratory mentor, Tywana Wilson. If you want to stay connected with me, you can follow me on LinkedIn at Tywana Wilson, or you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Coach T Wilson, CoachTeeWilson. If you like what you heard today and want to listen to previous shows, subscribe at directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast platform. You can send us an email at elaboratetopics, all one word, at directimpactbroadcasting.com to learn more about the topics of this show or future shows and to be a guest on the show. You can also go to the Direct Impact Broadcasting website, go up under the contact link, and submit to be a guest on this show. Please tune in next week to hear from another amazing leader and leaders that's inside and outside of the laboratory, and have an amazing day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.